السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, my most respected brothers, and also our sisters at the madrasa. I will first repeat some of the ashar and poetry which you have heard many times of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Alayh, just one section of that, and then I will give you an incident, a true life incident, which a brother has written to me, and he himself has requested that I should relate it.
Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, jahan shaadiyan thi وہی اب ہے ماتم. یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم، جہاں شادیاں تھی وہی اب ہے ماتم. یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم، یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم، تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا، تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا، جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا. تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا، جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا، بڑھاپے نے پھر آ کے کیا کیا ستایا، بڑھاپے نے پھر آ کے کیا کیا ستایا، اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا. یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا، जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला, जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला, तुझे हुस्ने जाहिर ने धोखे में डाला। जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला, तुझे हुस्ने जाहिर ने धोखे में डाला। जगह जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है। जगह जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है। वो है ऐशो इशरत का कोई महल भी, वो है ऐशो इशरत का कोई महल भी, जहां ताक में खड़ी हो अजल भी। बस अब अपने इस जहल से तू निकल भी, बस अब अपने इस जहल से तू निकल भी, ये तर्ज़े मईशत अब अपना बदल भी। जगह जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है। हाँ, इट इज सफिशिएंट फॉर इस्लाह, इफ ओनली वी टेक दिस मैसेज टू आवर हार्ट्स। ऑफ कोर्स देयर इज नो टाइम टू रियली एक्सप्लेन द होल थिंग इन डिटेल अगेन, बट आई जस्ट वांट टू एक्सप्लेन टू यू दिस वन सेक्शन ऑफ इट वेयर ही सेज, यहां हर खुशी है मुबद्दल बसदगम। इफ यू हैव वन हैप्पीनेस, वन जॉय, देन इट विल बी फॉलोड बाय 100 डिजास्टर्स, 100 काइंड ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स, 100 काइंड ऑफ गम, sadness and sorrow. Somebody died in the family, some accident, somebody shot, somebody killed, somebody held up, business at a loss, so many different kinds of problems, children gone astray, so many different kinds of problems. In this world, this is what happens. Har khushi mubaddal basadham. One little khushi and it is again followed by so much of different kinds of ghams and problems. जहाँ शादियाँ थी वहीं अब है मातम। Those homes in which there was drums and where there was music and where there was laughter and where there was enjoyment and where there was all kind of entertainment and pleasure, in those same homes after a few days now there is mayyat. All the laughter is changed to sorrow, it is changed to crying, it is changed to pain, it is changed to grief. He said, look at all over, this is what is happening. There's inqalab everywhere. Al-alamu mutaghayyirun wa kullu mutaghayyirin hadisun fal-alamu hadisun. Everything that undergoes changes, then it comes to an end. So if you look at the world, the universe, everything is undergoing some change or the other. Day and night, darkness and light, health and weakness, everything, there's changes. Childhood, youth, middle age, old age, gone. So in everything there's changes. So he says, jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. That is all. That don't give your hearts to this dunya. And when the person does not give his heart to the dunya, then there is a difference in his lifestyle from the one who has given his heart. The person who hasn't given his heart still eats, he drinks, he wears good clothes, and if Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with a good home, he lives in it. And he makes use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But there will be a difference in his life and the life of that person who has given his heart to the dunya. So he says, even if you have to look at your own life, first that as little children you played about for so long with negligence, indifference, there was no care and concern, nobody even thought at that age of hereafter and qabr and dozakh and accountability on the day of judgment, nothing. Little children are playing around, enjoying themselves. After that, he said, you became a young person, full of energy, full of health and full of youth, full vitality, and then it made you mad. You became ashik, you became majnu, you gave your life over some pretty face or something else. That is how you spent your life. Then old age came, then there's ache in the legs, aches in the stomach, ache in the head, weakness of the eyes, weakness in hearing, as you heard, that one
person went to the doctor or the Hakim Sahib and he complained. He says, my sight is gone very weak. So he says, well, that's due to your old age. He says, my hearing is also very poor. He said, that's due to your old age. He said, walking also, I get a lot of aches and pains. He said, that's due to your old age. So the old man got very angry and gave the Hakim Sahib one slap. He said, that's all you know, old age, old age. He said, well, there's no problem because that anger of yours is also due to old age. So he said, afterwards this old age came and gave you so much of problems. And then ajal will come, death will come and take you away. Now there's a lot more, but I don't want to go into the detailed discussion. Now listen to this. NJ54055. Please remove your car immediately. NJ54055, you're blocking somebody. This person, probably he is here in this majlis, because he's written this anonymously, but I'm sure many of his family members will know who he's referring to. But because it's not an incident that will create any kind of problem for that family member, in fact, it's a lesson for all. Therefore, he has written this. But he says that somewhere in the 90s, he had a dream where he was sitting in the then Ashaful Jamaat Khana, a little away from a group that was engaged in a program with you. I noticed that you came to me with a tasbih in your hand and you beckoned me to join the proceedings. Since then, my family and I have slowly but surely become part of the mahal of the good that has been created by yourself. May Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, etc., etc. Ameen. But then he says that I would like to relate to you the circumstances of my father's demise from this world. Because I repeatedly say there's no time now to say that we will change tomorrow, we will change next year. We still haven't made up our minds. Visas of life are just getting cancelled. Suddenly people are leaving this world. There is no warning signs anymore. Those days people used to get old and then they used to die. But there are more young people dying today than old people. So therefore to say that we are not ready means that we have got some guarantee. Or Israel alayhi salatu wasalam informed us already that you don't have to worry. You still have 5 years to go, 10 years to go, 50 years to go. So he says, I would like to relate the circumstances of my father's death. May Allah Ta'ala bless him with Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. It was the occasion of my nikah. Jahan shadiyan thi, wahi ab hai matam. Where there were marriage, there was a marriage taking place, wedding, happiness. There was matam. And generally we say after a few days, after a few years. But here he says that it was on the day of my nikah. We lived in a certain area. My father went to visit his ailing mother who lived just opposite us before going to Orient Jamaat Khana for Isha Salat and then Nikah. My brothers and I followed soon after and parked behind his car to go and meet the old lady before proceeding for the Nikah. So they went to the grandmother's house and the father went to meet his mother. After meeting my Dadima, we left first as our car was behind my father's and we proceeded to Orient. As is customary that the father of the group is not necessarily required to be at the table when the Maulana goes about the ceremony, so we did not really, in other words, because he was not really missed there because the ceremony was taking place, the father must be sitting somewhere in the gathering, that's what they thought, because they came away to the hall. Soon after the nikah, I was whisked away to meet the bride in the hall. May Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. In other words, he says that was due to jahalat. Those days, they were not really concerned. May Allah Ta'ala make him maaf and make all of us maaf too in whatever mistakes we made in our days. And then I was told by my uncle that my father had taken ill, so we rushed. I'm not mentioning the place. And as we entered the house, the doctor was coming out of the house. He was shaking his head and saying that your father is with us no more. I hope that this actual real life occurrence can be related to others as a lesson to reinforce what you always tell us. Do not wait another second. There is no guarantee that there is tomorrow. Make your islah now and make your akhirat easy. He had a heart attack and collapsed on the steering wheel just about a kilometer away from my grandmother's house. That is why we had no knowledge of what had occurred as we had already left. There's a father that was going for his son's nikah. The son already reached. Nikah has taken place and he is not even aware. that the father has passed away. What an eye-opener. Then of course he has mentioned some other incidents about television, etc. But this incident I felt that I should relate it to you, because it's a lesson for me too, for you too, and for the ummah at large. That we have no guarantee where and when our death will come. Therefore I repeatedly say, don't let the angel of death find us in a casino, in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, with some filthy literature in our hands, or watching some filthy movie or program. Don't let the angel of death find us there, because we don't know where death will come and when it will come. People are dying in cinemas, in discos, in theaters, in prostitution, in so many haram places. So what guarantee do we have that we are going to still live and survive? So make life comfortable for ourselves also. Stay away from sins, life will become very pleasant. It will become a happy life. There will be peace and contentment within our hearts. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me and bless all. Amen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. It's extremely important that you give up your sins. Just leaving your city and town and making hijrat somewhere is not the real hijrat. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. یہ ہے فیضان آہ و فغاں دیکھ لو یہ ہے فیضان آہ و فغاں دیکھ لو. دامن کوہ میں دل ہے کیسا مگن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. Allah Ta'ala will never disappoint that person who is in search of Him. Believe me, I can take qasam in this place, in this masjid, a billion qasams, that if we are truly and sincerely searching for Allah in our lives, Allah will never ever disappoint us. We will receive glad tidings in many ways, and we will feel in our hearts that Allah has come into our hearts. It is a feeling, the person will experience that feeling, that Allah has definitely come into my life. It does not mean after that he will never ever commit a sin. He can still make a slip and he can fall and he can err and he can make a mistake. But his condition will not be like the ghafil person. This person who will accidentally commit a sin will make so much of tawbah that it will increase his status even more. But this person, when he is walking, he will feel that Allah Ta'ala is with him. When he is sleeping, he will feel that my Allah is watching, my Allah is with me. May Allah's power, may Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, may Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, so many things he will experience. So he says, bil yaqi paayega nisbat-e awliya. That person with yaqeen, he will get the nisbat of the awliya. Jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. That is his lagan, that is his desire. He's eating, he's drinking, he's marrying, he's talking, he's laughing, he's joking, he's having picnic with his friends also. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, all the great, great buzrugs, they were having a picnic in Shimla and they were laughing, they were joking, and then suddenly Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi asked them that in all this laughter and jokes and happiness, was there anyone here whose heart was not with Allah? And then he said, Alhamdulillah, throughout the whole session, where there was laughter also, there was enjoyment, there was pleasure, he says, Mera dil khuda se ek lamha ke liye bhi ghafil nahi raha. That means there was a reason why he was even engaging in that laughter. So his life will never become miserable. Life will become very, very pleasant. But shaitan does not want us to taste that pleasure. He wants to keep us like that worm that was told that if you're going to go a little up this leaf, then there is sweet grape there. Just go up this vine and there will be sweet grape, juicy grape. So the worm started crawling and landed on a green leaf. When he landed on the green leaf, he was told that leave this green leaf and go a little further, the juicy grape is there. He says, no, what lovely green leaf. And he kept on biting and nibbling, and he made his qabristan on that green leaf. Shaitan did not allow it to go further and taste the juicy grape. So some of us have landed on the television screen and we think that that is the juicy grapes. Some have landed in the cinemas and theaters and we think that's the juicy grape. I'm enjoying life in there. And some have landed in prostitution, some have landed in adultery and fornication, and some have landed in gambling, and they thought that is the juicy grape. But if only they did not listen to the whisperings of shaitan and they just proceeded a little further and not very much effort to it, not plenty of tahajjud and plenty of zikr and plenty of ibadat also, just a little bit of giving up of haram and a little bit of zikr and a little bit of fulfillment of faraiz, wajibat, sunnat, and the person would have tasted the sweetness of that grape. And after tasting the sweetness of that grape, wallah, that person will never ever return to those filth. Why must he return to that leaf when he's got the twist? The sweetness of the grape.
Shehr mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahi. Shehr mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahi. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Shehr mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahi. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan.
Whichever is the city of the beloved, then for the aashiq, that is the city that he loves.
Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Shehr mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan.
And since our beloved is in Madina Tayyiba, then kaash ke madine mein hota mera watan. And it's nothing difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we have got the desire, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create inshallah the conditions to make it our watan before our dying day.
Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto. Zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن، کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن، زندہ باد اے وطن۔ ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے۔ اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے۔ اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پر ہو صد وطن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل، نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل، ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رش کے چمن۔ لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی وزول سچ لف فور رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، عمل بیکمز دا سنت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 اللہ
الله محمد رسول الله
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ
illallah, 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 illallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghis, bi rahmatika nastaghis. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, اے میرے رحیم اللہ, اے میرے کریم اللہ, oh my most beloved Allah, oh my most beloved Allah, my compassionate, kind, forgiving, loving, caring Allah, we are turning towards you once again, oh my beloved Allah. We know that we make tawbah and break tawbah. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we make tawbah and break our tawbah. Purposely we commit sins, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, you tell us, who else is there towards whom we can turn? There is no one for us besides you. Ey mere pyare Allah, tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Hum jaise bhi hai tere bande hai. Hum gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, khatakar hai, mujrim hai, napak hai, sab kuch hai, lekin bande tere hai. Mere Allah, agar tune hame dhutkar diya, if you have to reject us, oh my Allah, then you tell us, who will accept dirty, filthy hearted people like us? Oh Allah, if there had been another Allah, you would have destroyed us by now. We have indulged in so much of vices and so much of sin and so much of evil, that another Allah would have destroyed us. But oh Allah, how kind you are, how generous you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how kareem you are, that we use all the ne'mats given by you for your disobedience, and still you give us more and more. Ey mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda hum kahan se laaye, tere siwa koi mabood nahi, tu hi hamara maqsood hai, tu hi hamara masjood hai, tu hi hamara khaliq hai, tu hi hamara malik hai. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you, we are extending this begging bowls before you, oh my beloved Allah. Such a large congregation extending their begging bowls before you, oh my Allah, you are not deaf, you are not dumb, you are not blind, you are not a stone, oh my beloved Allah. You are seeing everything, you are hearing everything, you know everything, oh my beloved Allah. You are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Oh my beloved Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movements of that ant. You provide risk and sustenance to that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our hands before such an Allah. Hey Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we know that we are suffering all over the world because of our sins. اے میرے اللہ, ہم اپنی نافرمانیوں کی وجہ سے سارے عالم کے اندر آج پریشان ہے. But oh my Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we want to become yours. We want to get the taste and enjoyment of your marifat. We want to get the sweetness of iman in our hearts. We want to bring you into our lives, oh my Allah. We want to bring you into our hearts, oh my Allah. We want to bring Rasul Pak Rasul's love and muhabbat into our lives and hearts. Ey mere Allah, tu hame maaf farma de. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste that enjoyment. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Make us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Oh Allah, our major sins are like the poisonous bite of a poisonous snake, oh my beloved Allah. When a poisonous snake has to bite a person, the poison runs through the bloodstream of the person. Oh my beloved Allah, the poison of our sins is running into our heads. The poison of our sins has engulfed and trapped our hearts. The poison of our major and minor sins is running through our bloodstream. Oh my beloved Allah, clean us and purify us. Oh my Allah, clean us and purify us. Allah, hamari har pareshani ko dur farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah, when we were committing sins in darkness of night, then we thought nobody was watching us. Oh my beloved Allah, when we committed sins, then we looked around that nobody must watch us. We considered everybody as people of sight, and the only one we considered blind was you, oh my Allah. You, the giver of sight, we considered blind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us. Ay Allah, forgive us. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh my Allah, so many haram places our feet have walked towards. So many haram things our hands have touched. Oh Allah, so many haram things our eyes have seen. Ya Allah, so many haram things our ears have listened to. Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. We know that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. And oh Allah, if we get forgiveness of sins, then everything is ours. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one. Forgive our parents. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, puri ummat ki bakhshish farma. Puri ummat par rahmat nazil farma. Ay Allah, have mercy upon the entire ummat. Allah, forgive the entire ummat. Allah, give your nusrat and your assistance and help to the ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, sare alam ke andar aaj gunahon ki wajah se ummat yateem ho chuki hai. Oh Allah, we can be pushed from pillar to post. Our women and children can be shot and killed. There is nobody to shed a tear anymore. Oh my beloved Allah. Hey, mere pyare Allah. Nobody there to have mercy upon the ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That ummat, oh Allah, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shed so much of blood for. That ummat for whom his blood was shed in Taif. That ummat for whom his blood was shed in Uhud. That ummat for whom in so many places he bled. Oh Allah, that ummat for whom he stood whole night in prayers. Oh Allah, that ummat for whom he teared so much that his garments became wet with his tears. His musalla place became dirt with his tears. That ummat for whom he cried day and night. Oh Allah, that ummat whom he may left in one body and one soul. Ya Allah, that ummat today is disunited. That ummat today in cinemas and theaters and gambling dens. That ummat running today all kinds of haram institutions. Oh Allah, that ummat today unconcerned about advertising and bragging about their sins. Hey, mere Allah, that ummat today in Madina Tayyiba and Makkah Mukarrama. So many of them, oh Allah, watching the filth on the television. Hey, mere pyare Allah, dish TVs even in Makkah and Madina. Hey Allah, a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak. Haram can be seen, haram can be heard. Ay, mere Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his time, the kuffar were the cause of his misery. The kuffar caused him injury. The kuffar, Yahud, Nasara, Mushrikeen, Munafiqeen caused him hurt and pain. Ay Allah, aaj hum ummati ban karke Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke pyare watan ke andar bhi gunah nahi chhodte. Ay Allah, tu hume maaf farma. Tu puri ummat ko maaf farma. Puri ummat par raham farma. Give us the himmat and courage in our lives, oh Allah, to throw out of our homes all the filth that has entered. Ay Allah, so many people, when they got rid of the evil from their lives, they have found sukoon in their lives. Ay Allah, give each and every one who is here that sukoon, oh my Allah. Give each and every one who is here, oh my beloved Allah, including myself, that muhabbat of yours and that muhabbat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we do everything that is pleasing to you and distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you. Ay mere Allah, ہمیں تیری معرفت نصیب فرما. Bless us with your معرفت, bless us with your یقین, bless us with توکل in you, bless us with شکر and صبر. Oh my Allah, ہمیں زہد والی زندگی نصیب فرما, ہمیں تقوی والی زندگی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, bless us with a life of تقوی. Oh my beloved Allah, اے اللہ, clean and purify our hearts of all the filth that has embedded itself. اے اللہ, ہماری نمازیں بے جان ہو گئی ہے, ہماری تلاوت بے جان ہو گئی ہے. Our نمازز, our روزاز, our زکات, our charities, our tilawat and our zikr has become lifeless and soulless. Oh Allah, our hearts are engulfed with so much of evil passions and desires. Ay Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of greed. Purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Ay Allah, why should we be jealous and envious of what you have blessed others with? There is no limit to your treasures, oh my beloved Allah. Why should we not seek from you, oh my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, bless each and every one with long life. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with good spiritual health and physical health. Ey mere Allah, hum bimar hain, shifa tere haath mein hai. Allah, hum bimaron ko shifa ata farma. Puri ummat mein jo bimar hain unko shifa ata farma. Hamare mashayikh ko shifa ata farma. Allah, hamare maa baap, bhai behan jo koi hospital ke andar pade hue hain, unko shifa ata farma. Those who have passed away, oh Allah, bless them with maghfirat. Bless them with jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties with halal risk and sustenance. Ay Allah, khub halal ata farma. Haram se puri puri hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the haram that is flooding our marketplaces, the haram that is flooding our homes, the haram that is flooding our bazaars, the haram that is flooding our schools and colleges. Ay Allah, har kisam ke haram se humari hifazat farma. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, جن کی اولاد نافرمان بن چکی ہے, ان کی اولاد کو نیک بنا دے. Make their children obedient to the parents, make their children obedient to you, make their children obedient to رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Those who have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women, اے میرے پیارے اللہ, تو ان کو صراط مستقیم پر لے آ. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک اولاد بنا, ہمارے لیے صدقہ جاریہ اولاد بنا. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم کمزور ہیں, ہم ضعیف ہیں, ہم ناتوا ہیں, لیکن تو کمزور نہیں میرے پیارے اللہ. We may be weak, but you are not weak. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, تیری قدرت میں سب کچھ ہے. Our lives are in your control, our health in your control, our sight in your control, our speech in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is in your control. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, oh my beloved Allah. ہمیں دنیا میں بھی عزت کی زندگی نصیب فرما. Bless us with a life of respect and honor in this world, respect and honor in the qabr, respect and honor in the akhirat. Enter us into jannat without any reckoning, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, make us from amongst that group that you will enter into jannat without any reckoning. If you have to test us, oh my Allah, we will fail the test. Hum test ke qabil nahi hai, we are not worthy of being tested. Ey mere Allah, tu hamari azmaish mat kar. Allah, enter us into jannat in the company of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere Allah, enter us into jannat without reckoning in the company of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the tabi'in, the taba-tabi'in, the mashayikh of the ummat. Ay Allah, the awliya-e-kiram, ay Allah, un sab ke saath hume jannat mein dakhla naseeb farma. Ay Allah, hume maaf farma de. Ay Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our tijarat, bless us with barakat in our businesses, bless us with barakat and full of blessings in our homes. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our lives, bless us with barakat in our time, bless us with barakat in our wealth, bless us with barakat in everything that you have blessed us with. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hame qubool kar le. Hum gande hai lekin qubool kar le. Mere Allah, hame apna bana le. Oh Allah, how long are we going to remain away from you? How long are we going to walk on this earth of yours as munafiqs and hypocrites? Allah, how long are we going to commit sins on this earth? Allah, one day the earth will shake.
And oh Allah, Israfil alayhi salam will blow the sur. Ey mere pyare khuda, ek din maut aane wali hai. Maut se pehle pehle sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, oh my Allah, let us cover our hearts with the garment of taqwa. Ey Allah, before the ghusl of mayyit is given to our bodies, let us take the ghusl of tawbah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death visit us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. Ey Allah, when the time of our death comes, call us over to Madina Tayyiba. Ey Allah, at the rose of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Ey Allah, show us some tajalli and take us away. Hame aisi tajalli maut ke waqt dikhla de ke hamari ruh jhoomti huye tere paas aa jaye. Mere Allah, ek din is duniya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Whatever sins we have committed, forgive us. Whatever life is gone, is gone. Whatever life is left, give us the tawfiq of doing things that are pleasing to you. Protect us and safeguard us from all haram, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world. And do not deprive us of the ni'mats of akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of du'as he made for the ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked. And Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne jitni du'ai humare liye khair ki mangi, wo sab khair hume naseeb farma. Bless that goodness to our parents, our wives and children and the entire ummah. Oh Allah, the fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Hum kidhar jaye mere maula? Fitno se bach kar hum kahan jaye? Allah, tu hi humari hifazat farma. Har qisam ke fitne se hifazat farma. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Allah, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Allah, jo teri raah ke andar apna waqt guzar rahe, unko istiqamat naseeb farma. Allah, khanqaho ki mehnat qubool farma. Mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Allah, darul ulumo ki mehnat qubool farma. Accept the khidmat and service of those who are rendering service and khidmat to the poor, to the needy, to the orphans. Ey Allah, those who are assisting and helping those in need. Ey Allah, sab ki khidmat ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Hum sab ko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Ey mere pyare Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sachche pakke ummati bana de. Make us true lovers of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah par hame maut naseeb farma. Ey Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein tu hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, jiske bhi hamare upar ehsanat hai tere shaan e shaan, unko jazaa e khair ata farma. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba e kiram, tabeen, tabe tabeen, hamare mashayikh, auliya e kiram, hamare ulama e deen, ey Allah, hamare asatiza, hamare maa baap, hamare bhai behen, those ahbab, so many people have shown generosity and kindness to us. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of them with the best from your side. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.